Chapter 35. Will it be harder for me? The combinations of factors that will determine how easily each individual smoker will quit are infinite. To start with, each of us has his own character, type of work, personal circumstances, timing, and so forth. Certain professions may make it harder than others, but providing the brainwashing is removed, it doesn't have to be so. A few individual examples will help. Quitting tends to be particularly difficult for members of the medical profession. We think it should be easier for doctors because they're more aware of the effects of ill health and see daily evidence of it. Although this supplies more forceful reasons for stopping, it doesn't make it any easier to do. The reasons are these. 1. The constant awareness of the health risk creates fear, which is one of the conditions under which we need to relieve our withdrawal pangs. 2. A doctor's work is exceedingly stressful, and he's usually not able to relieve the additional stress of withdrawal pangs while he's working. And 3. He has the additional stress of guilt. He feels that he should be setting an example for the rest of the population. This puts more pressure on him and increases the feeling of deprivation. During the doctor's hard-earned breaks, when the normal stress is momentarily relieved, that cigarette becomes very precious when used to relieve his withdrawal pangs. This is a form of casual smoking and applies to any situation where the smoker is forced to abstain for lengthy periods. Under the willpower method, the smoker is miserable because he's being deprived. He's not enjoying the break or the cup of tea or coffee that goes with it. His sense of loss is therefore greatly increased, and because of the association of ideas, the cigarette gets credit for the total situation. However, if you can first remove the brainwashing and stop moping about the cigarette, the break and the cup of tea can still be enjoyed even while the body is craving nicotine. Another difficult situation is boredom, particularly when it's combined with periods of stress. Typical examples are drivers or parents at home with young children. The work is stressful, yet much of the work is monotonous. During an attempt to stop on the willpower method, a housewife, for example, has long periods in which to mope about her loss, which increases the feeling of depression. Again, this can be easily overcome if your frame of mind is correct. Don't worry that you are continually reminded that you've stopped smoking. Use such moments to rejoice in the fact that you're ridding yourself of the evil monster. If you have a positive frame of mind, these pangs can become moments of pleasure. Remember, any smoker, regardless of age, sex, intelligence, or profession, can find it easy and enjoyable to stop, provided you follow all the instructions.